Hello everyone, happy Easter and thanks for tuning in. Whether you're a regular listener or new to our podcast, we'd love to welcome you and hope you find today's topic interesting. This is the Word of Podcast, a program where we share thoughts on new versions, Bible verse of the day. I am Matthew Ojas, your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. In today's episode, we'll talk about the foundations of Christianity. What distinguishes Christianity from every other religion? Without further ado, let's dive into the episode. We'll read from Matthew chapter 28 and verse 6. It reads, "He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying." I'll read that again. "He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying." This was the message given by an angel from heaven to some women who were ardent followers of Jesus when they visited the place Jesus' body was placed after he was crucified. There are many things to unpack from this verse right here. This verse is what sets Christianity apart from every other practice in the world. If you've managed to read about other religions, you would find that not one makes the claim that Jesus made. He spoke about the kind of death he would die and his resurrection. He said, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days." There, Jesus was referring to his body, the kind of death he would die and his resurrection. But the people misunderstood it to be the physical temple. Bible records our body is the temple of God's Spirit. So Jesus clearly predicted that he was going to rise from the dead. All right, as we begin to unpack the other parts of this scripture, we're not going to fully delve into the reality of angels today, but it's worthy of note that angels have a role to play in the lives of children of God. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14, the Passion Translation says, "What role then do angels have?" The angels are spirit messengers sent by God to serve those who are going to be saved. So angels are servants, spirit messengers sent by God to serve Christians or believers or children of God. All right, I'll leave that there just for you to know that they are angels and they are on assignment to serve you. They are sent by God. From our verse for today, an angel from God delivered the message. If we read the preceding verses, same angel rolled the stone away and sat on it. I was listening to someone speak about this and he said something really interesting, which I'll paraphrase. The angel did not remove the stone because it was too strong for Jesus. The angel removed the stone for the disciples' sake. It wasn't for Jesus' sake, it was for our sake. For them to be able to go in to confirm the things they had been told. Why is this true? The disciples were gathered and the doors were shut, but Jesus appeared in their midst and greeted them. "Peace be unto you," with the doors shut and no knock on the door. There's no wall, no stone, no force which will be able to limit our risen Christ. He's defeated death, hell, and the grave. The resurrection of Jesus was a big deal and is still a big deal today. It wasn't the first time people would hear of someone being raised from the dead, because during Jesus' ministry, he performed those miracles while executing his assignment. Lazarus was dead and called back to life. The son of the widow of Nain, who was being taken for burial, was also raised to life. Also, the daughter of the ruler. But in all these cases, Jesus was the man behind these miracles. No one had ever been raised from the dead without the influence of another except Jesus Christ. So that was exceptional. I was chatting to a friend the other day and he expressed his confusion with the myriads of religions out there, not knowing which to believe or practice. So he thought it was best not to believe any. I wonder if you're in the same or similar situation and aren't sure what to believe or practice. I believe this episode would help you start your journey right. Life is like a university where we pick up knowledge and will be tested based on what we know. In some instance, the knowledge will be given and in other instances you might be expected to discover yourself. When you sit an exam, and I've sat quite a few, in a standard professional exam, there are different formats, one of which is best option. You're given a piece of information and expected to use that info to make a choice. Watch this closely, please. You have the free will to choose whatever you thought was right from your analysis of the passage and the question following. If you decided to leave every question because the choices were too many or looked similar, you can guess the outcome. If you also decided not to read the question but gamble, you could be lucky if you picked the right question most of the time, but that would be really difficult for you to pass the exam. If you analyze the evidence provided and carefully examine the paragraph, you would find that although there could be some similarities, the difference is clear. This would help you go for the best option. At the end of the day, everyone's result is based off the choices they made during the course and the exam day. While I agree there are indeed many religions out there, the onus is on you to filter the right one and make the right choice. There are tons of evidences and articles out there to help your search. But to avoid all or ignoring everything out there because there are too many is not the best option, as we see from our analogy above. The verse for today says, "He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying." Jesus is no longer dead. This did not happen coincidentally. He told you about it, didn't he? Even though he told you, he knew you would still have doubts in your heart. That's why the stone was rolled away for your sake. So come in and see where he was laid. It's empty. He's no longer there. As we bring these thoughts to a close, it's either the resurrection of Christ that Christians talk about is true or not. It's either Jesus is the Son of God or not. It's either heaven is real or not. It's either God exists or not. This could all be true or a lie, but ask yourself, what if they were true? And you didn't believe because you were trying to prove a point. That would be a costly point to prove with your life. What do you stand to lose if you believed these were true? In the end, it's your choice to make, and we all would defend our choices before the great God. Certain things will never change whether we believe them or not. For example, the law of gravity does not cease to exist because you don't believe in it. You do not see it, but the force is in constant action. For example, if you jumped off a tall building trying to prove a point that you don't believe gravity exists because you don't see it, do you then start flying like a bird? No. Your belief system doesn't change the existence of the law and many other things like that, one of which is the existence of God and the way to Him. Give yourself to study and research. Find for yourself the right information to make the best choice. God has come to show you His love through the person of Jesus Christ. Will you accept or reject it? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as He said would happen. Come, see where His body was lying. Jesus is no longer dead. Jesus is the embodiment of God's love. Every other religion talks about how we can do things to get to God. But Christianity, God has done something to get to us. And that's the person of Jesus. He's shown us His love in His Son, who came and paid for our sins by dying the death on the cross. And praise God, He's no longer dead. He rose again on the third day, just as He said. Will you receive His love today? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us about Christ and his resurrection. I pray for those who have listened to this message and want to commit their hearts to Jesus. If you've listened to this podcast and you wish to commit your heart to Jesus and follow him, you could pray these simple words with me. Say, Jesus, I believe you. I commit my heart to you today. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood and cleanse me from every unrighteousness. I confess that you are the Son of God, and I believe that you came, you lived, you died, and you rose again for me. Help me to walk in your path from today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer, very simple prayer it was, but yes, you've committed your heart to Jesus, you should then walk and live as a child of God. It's not more than that. Get a Bible-believing church and fellowship amidst other people who are Christians and grow in this faith. God loves you. God bless you. If you still have questions in your heart, then please, by all means, leave us a comment at the comment section or send us an email as you will hear later on the podcast. It's been a pleasure speaking to you today. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up podcast. God bless you.